Well, good morning and welcome to our Saturday team call. This is Senior Master Coordinator Jennifer Glacken, and I'm going to be your moderator for this call and hopefully not your host as well. We're having a little bit of a difficult time getting our guest speaker on, so I'm going to be trying to work on that as I start our call here this morning. I have a couple of reminders for everybody, so we're just going to run through those briefly. I just want to remind everybody that on January 5th, Shackley has set that date aside for January kickoffs and a time for people to host events and to share Shackley, obviously. And Shackley is going to be doing some fun stuff around that day. If you get your event registered, Shackley has some little freebies and some gifts for you, and so you want to make sure that you get your event registered, and you can do that in your My Shackley back office. On January 19th, we're having our Team Glacken Leadership Summit over in Chicago. And for those of you who were unable to attend Tony and Debbie Underwood's event down in Tampa, you missed a wonderful speaker. You obviously missed a great event because Tony and Debbie always host wonderful events. But lots of synergy, lots of energy. And Sean Gray, Presidential Master Sean Gray, was the keynote speaker, and he really did a fabulous job. He's going to be speaking for us in Chicago on January 19th, and I just can't encourage you enough to be there because this is absolutely a fabulous, fabulous event, but it's also going to be just an incredible speaker. We have so much excitement around Sean. When he was speaking down in Tampa, I couldn't believe just the message, the energy that he brought to the table. It was a transformational event for so many people and for so many different reasons, but Sean's message was really one of why Shackley, why now, why can you build something really significant, and really how we play into that. Our mindset around whether we are successful or not is really about us and our attitude, our mindset, and he's going to be talking about that. So I just can't encourage you enough. If you weren't able to be at the event down in Tampa, please get to that event in Chicago. You will not want to miss it. Sean just did a knock-it-out-of-the-park job, and he will do that again in January. And then the last thing is I just want to remind everybody that we are in our final 2 months of the Grow Your Team, Earn Your Dream incentive, and you don't want to miss out on the trip and the luggage, and so you want to go into your back office and actually it's not in your back office. It's in that separate tracker that Shackley has created, which will tell you exactly where you're at. That gets updated every Thursday. I've had some people questioning me about that and asking, you know, about, well, gosh, when do those numbers get updated? And it's only updated once a week. It's updated on Thursdays. And so as you're doing all of your sponsoring and as your volume is growing over the week, just know that it's updated every Thursday, and that will be the day that it'll be up to date and accurate. So I have the distinct pleasure this morning of introducing our guest speaker, and I obviously already announced who's speaking for us this morning, so you all know that Harper Guerra is going to be with us. You know, some of the things that I have really appreciated about Harper and Ryan's story over the years is that when they started in Shackley, it was part-time effort and part-time income. And as they learned more about Shackley, as they went to some of the global conferences, as they really, sort of started to entrench themselves in what Shackley was all about, they realized the magnitude of what they had at their fingertips. And they've developed a master coordinatorship, which is one of the top ranks in the company. They've developed an enormous team that's out there sharing Shackley on a consistent basis. Really awesome people. For those of you who haven't ever had a chance to sit down with Harper or Ryan, they're really, really awesome people. Just truly Shackley people, but Harper, I really consider you a friend. I enjoyed all the time that we've spent together, all the times that we've been able to work together in Shackley, and I look forward to continuing that friendship and growing as we go forward. So thank you so much for being here this morning.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you for that wonderful introduction. It has been, I know that, for maybe people on your team, and I find this too, that they've heard your story 100 times. But really, like, your story was always a real inspiration to me. I remember listening to you share your story on a CD. That's how long ago it was. It wasn't like a recorded podcast. It was a CD that I had downloaded onto my little iPod. And that I was listening to the gym and listening to your story and what an impact it was. Because for me, so much of this came out of this desire to be a mom, to be really grounded in my family about finding our own health like you did. And that's really how we came to find Shackley and to really pursue it in the small amounts and then really realize what it was what the potential was in this business, because I think for so long we didn't see that. So I'm so grateful for you and the ways that you've inspired me. So it's your team's blessed to be able to hear from you on a regular basis. I know you wanted me to share a little bit of my story. I think, like I said, my story starts out, you know, when we got married, we were very unhealthy. And I feel like coming from a place of very poor health, like nothing earth-shattering, just felt terrible all the time, but thought that was normal. We started about 6 months into our marriage on a health journey. And from that health journey led us to doing research on vitamins that actually absorb in the body and non-toxic cleaners and non-toxic skincare. And that's how we found Shaklee. And in the beginning, it really was just a way for our own health. But we saw that, wow, like if we share this, we can make some money to pay for the stuff we want from it. So that's awesome. So we were always in the share mindset. We'd always been in the share mindset, whatever it came to. If we had a great garage door repairman, we always shared that too. And so it made so much sense to share Shaklee. And it was at a conference where we heard actually from, I heard from Rick Seymour, just this idea of when you're in a place where you have to make a change, and that the status quo is just not okay anymore. And we got to a point where we realized that we had dreams of what we wanted our life to look like. We had ideas and thoughts and values. I think that's, I've been using the word values more even than the word dream, because we had certain values that we wanted to live around, and that we realized that we weren't doing that, and we were just kind of going through the motions of life and not really thinking big picture of what we wanted our life to really look like. And seeing that Shaklee could be that opportunity, just the light bulb went on of what a bigger impact we could make in other people's lives and what a bigger impact that we could make in our own life. And I think the thing that struck me the most at that event, and I think this is key, is that when you can hear about Shaklee and you can realize that it could be something amazing for you, but the realization that this business can be that amazing for anyone else was the most powerful thing, because it was at that point that I got out of just talking about products to talking about the business. And not because I had some lofty goals of like achieving certain things, but more than anything because I realized that as excited as I was to share how non-toxic laundry detergent can change your life, I was just as excited to share the gift of how this business can change your life. Because if you really see what's possible in Shaklee, you see that it's possible for anyone, and you see that it's a gift that you want to share. And so in sharing it, you're sharing out of a heart of gratitude and a heart of that it's a gift. And so that was really when the major transition happened. You know, we had gone 6 years. I always say it's funny that it took us 6 years to get to director, and then it took us less than 6 years to get to master after that. Because it was when it clicked, and it clicked what the possibilities were and what the opportunity was for us and everyone else. And I think, and then it was then the following, I guess that was in January, and it was August of 2013, Ryan had always been supportive. He is a business owner, always been business-minded, always been health-minded, but really didn't see the bigger picture as much. And we went to global conference, and it's actually really interesting how many people on our team even talked about how bringing their spouse to global conference, like what an impact it made. But for him, he went to this global conference and he heard a story, actually someone in your organization who shared about how in his business, like the business that his wife is building through Shaklee and that he was a part of had given him freedom in his business to live out the values that he wanted to. And getting away from trading time for money. And And that really struck him, and just being part of everything. And so over the years, it really has become something that we do together, especially in the last 3 years. But really seeing that vision for what's possible, because as someone in, he's an investment advisory, and he can sit down with families and see the need to help them budget and help them invest their money. But, you know, what he comes away with so often is that people need another stream of income. Like, people need the money to be able to invest in their future, to be able to invest in their values. And so seeing how Shaklee can be that opportunity, but also to give them health so they can enjoy that when, you know, when they retire. Because unfortunately, so many people don't have the health to actually enjoy what they've built by the time they get to that age. And so that he has a passion in that regard too. And so it's been a really awesome opportunity to see that. And so for us, really seeing, and I don't know how much detail you want me to go to, so if there's something else you want me to share, but I feel like it really has been being able to see through the years how true all of this is. Because, you know, you won't be able to start sharing the business, having experienced someone on your team being able to buy their dream home, because you have to start somewhere. But it's really gathering that vision to know that that's possible, and the fulfillment in seeing someone else achieve a family vision and a family value, and then being inspired by that to continue to help more people. So that's a little bit of our story. Was there any other parts that you wanted me to share? I don't know what my time limit is either.
Oh, no, you're fine. You're fine. We have about 10 more minutes for the whole call. So I want to make sure that we get a little bit of chance to hear from you about really why do you believe Shaklee's the best opportunity? Because obviously, you know, you've built this huge organization and team, but you wouldn't be doing it with this company if you didn't really believe in Shaklee, right?
Yes. I think that's a really good question. And I wrote that down. I totally forgot to say that. But we were not looking for this, but we found it because of who Shaklee is. And that comes in two parts. Because when we were, you know, we were hesitant to look into, you know, to really build a business based on products. And we really felt like we needed to know without a doubt that we would not have to go back to people and apologize. That was something that especially Ryan was very, because he's a forethinker, and he really looked into the integrity of the company. So at the same time that the whole of our business isn't selling products, and obviously we're trying to be a resource for people, but we are offering them a product, and to know that without a doubt we will not have to apologize and that we can trust in that can give us all the confidence we need on that side of the business. On the other side of the business, really sharing the business, really offering an opportunity to people, you know, we have really looked into that piece. We've had extensive conversations with home office. We've looked at what kinds of, not because we've ever been interested in anything else ever, but we've looked at a lot of other companies' compensation plans and the integrity in which they run their business, which are two separate things that go together on that side, and because when we're talking to people who are in those companies to know what they're working with, and over and over and over again, we are continually confident in the way, one, that our compensation plan is run for the basis of growing a business that is a lifetime business. And that is what we're interested in. We're not a flash in the pan, you know, company to company, people. We are here as an investment in our future, and that's where we see ourselves, and we see how this business is designed for investment, not only for our own selves, but for our team and for our customers. And also because of really that integrity of this company. Like, I think, and I know for me, as someone who this is the company I've spent, you know, the majority of my time in, have taken that for granted at times. But when you really look and when you talk to people who've been part of other companies, whether it's in the multi-level marketing or direct sales or in corporate America, the way that our company focuses and runs based on integrity is something that I think we take for granted, and we can be so confident in that and also so confident in that stability. That stability of a company that has been around for, you know, 63 years there's nothing that compares with that. And so really being able to say this integrity, both in product and the way they run their business, and even, you know, hearing from Roger Barnett. So, you know, he hasn't been around for the past 63 years, but you hear from him and you hear that passion and you hear that drive and that commitment to what it is that we are all out in the field doing. There is nothing like that. There is nothing like that. And I think on top of that, we have this opportunity that is incredible because of the wide range of things that we offer under that umbrella of integrity, because I think that we have the opportunity when we're looking at our customers. I love this as opposed to what I see other people online doing, is that we don't have like one thing we're trying to sell. We can hear the needs of people and meet their needs and be their advocate and be their resource and really serve them in a lot of ways and not try to convince them of one thing they need. And I love that because I feel like it puts us in a position of service, which is what we're passionate about. So I think those are, I mean, without, you know, spending an hour, I think those are some of the key points in which we really believe that Shackley is the best place to be, without a doubt.
And I couldn't agree with you more. I think that's one of the things that has entrenched me in Shackley for all the years that I've been here. And you said something about never having to apologize. I don't quite remember where you said that in your conversation here, but that was something that meant a lot to me as well, is that you never want to share something with people that you then have to go back and say, oops, I'm sorry, I was wrong, or, oh, my goodness, all those products have been recalled for, you know, quality issues or whatever the reason. And with Shackley, you know the integrity is there from a product perspective but also from a business perspective. So, Harper, just one last thing. What would you say to the group here as far as motivating them for, you know, finishing out this year strong? You know, we've got the Grow Your Team, Earn Your Dream incentive. We've got the last 2 months of the year, which can be very busy for some folks with all of the holidays. What would your encouragement be for everybody to run and finish strong?
I think the number one thing, and then I'll give a couple practical tips, but the number one thing is mindset. If you go into the holiday season thinking, oh, I'm not going to have as much time, it's so much going on, like it's just going to be hard on my business, well, then it will be. But if you go into this realizing that this time of year is one of the most amazing opportunities that you will have throughout the year, it will be. Because if you think about it, we have opportunities to talk with people that we don't get to talk to other times of the year, whether it's holiday parties, whether it's business functions, whether it's class parties at school, whether it's holiday programs at school, whether it's, you know, yours or your spouse's Christmas party at their place of business. So many opportunities. Maybe it's a holiday event in your town. It opens up the door for relationships, to connect with people, one. Two, it is a season where people want to be healthy. People want to feel good. People are thinking about not getting sick over the holidays. People are thinking about their goals for the future. You know, they're thinking about, you know, there's a whole movement about, like, maintain your weight through the holidays. And, like, we're doing a Facebook group called No Sugar November, where we're encouraging people to make good choices for the holidays. This cleanse coming out, this is huge because people are thinking about this. We're living in a world that is much more aware of their health than it was before, which, yes, it brings other companies that are trying to do what we do, but they can't compete. They can't compete. But what it does is it brings awareness that more people are thinking along the lines of health. And so we have an opportunity to be that resource for them. We have an opportunity. The other part about this time of year is this is the time of year when people are on social media more. They're going on Zoom calls more. They're going on Facebook events more because they're in the house. Summer can be hard for those things, but you have an opportunity to do way more events than you think. Even though people are busy at Christmas parties, on a Tuesday night, you can host a Zoom event, and a lot more people will be on than they would have been a couple months ago because they were outside at a baseball game. But now they're inside. They're hanging out at home, and you have so many opportunities to really serve people in those areas that they're thinking about at this time. The other thing is that the number one time to start something new is the beginning of the school year and January 1st. And that's, I'm talking about that in terms of business. People are evaluating. These are times when people evaluate what their life is, what's going on in their life. They evaluate how the year went, their purpose, their mission, their finances, all of those things. So during November and December is when people are starting to think about that. And so we have a huge opportunity to listen, to hear people's needs, and to really offer them a gift that can change that course of 2019, but we can start them now. And so this can be such a huge opportunity, but it all is in the mindset, because if you convince yourself it's going to be a hard season, and it will be a hard season, but if you really realize the power of this time of year and the opportunity that it is, it can look totally different.
Yes, it can. And I think there's a statistic out there, and I don't remember the place that I heard it the first time, but I've heard that more masters were sponsored in the months of November and December than any other months out of the entire year. And when you think about it, it is the best time to get out there and talk to people. It's the best time because of what's on the forefront. You know, obviously the new year, and people are evaluating and trying to look back over 2018 and say, what did they not like, or what did they like, and what do they want to change in 2019 to make it a better year. So people are ready. They're ready to hear what we have to offer. So, Harper, thank you so, so much. This conversation was awesome this morning. Really appreciate having you on, having you share your story, your passion for Shaklee. We can totally hear it in your voice and your enthusiasm. I wish you and Ryan nothing but the best as you go into this holiday season, and I can't wait to see you at a Shaklee event soon.
Awesome. Thank you so much for the opportunity, and really all of you. I am you're part of an amazing organization, and, you know, the leadership that you have is just top-notch, and this company that you have is amazing. And with all the things that we have going on, you have so many opportunities to really make a difference, not only in your life, but in the lives of all the people that you meet. So I'm excited to see all the growth in all of you over the next, you know, couple months and the next year. And thank you so much for this opportunity.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for being on, Harper. And I hope for the team that you guys have a fabulous Shaklee day, fabulous Shaklee weekend. And we'll be here same time, same place next Saturday. Goodbye, everybody. And goodbye, Harper.
Thank
Thanks
you.
Again.